kind of evening, and it must be special because I've never seen the mayor stay so long. Stay so long without eating something. Milwaukee, you all don't understand what other people think about the name Milwaukee. People think everything is all right in Milwaukee. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I say to some people, I'm going to Milwaukee. They say, well, why are you going? I say, well, there's 100-some-odd murders there. 75% of the people drop. They said, Milwaukee? Milwaukee? Well, I don't know what they knew about you, but you sort of let things just go and appear to be okay. I don't know how you keep it from getting out. I listen to the different speakers, and I find that this crowd, the one I'm looking at, the people who can see me, somehow I don't feel spirit here. I'm telling you, I need to hear you all speak out. I need to hear people who feel like they're at home. And I mean that. Because this is a situation. Too long you are holding things in. And too long you are just sitting and watching things happening and saying, oh, well, oh, well, that's it, and all of this and that. Your 13-year-old daughter to have a child. The 13-year-old daughter hadn't graduated from anything. Not enough to have credentials to go get a job. 13-year-old daughter, you and your 13-year-old daughter should be arguing about why she didn't pick up her socks. And your 13-year-old son got no business seeing himself as a man who can crop a seed and walk away. And somehow call himself a man. It's too quiet in here. You got media sitting here, and they are bothersome people because they don't get it right. But they don't live here. They're the owner of whatever building, and they want to at 6 o'clock say, Bill Cosby has harsh words for the black community. I'm 67 years old. I'm not talking to you any differently than a grandfather would say, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Any more than your grandmother who would say, you know, I worry about you sometimes. But it's past that, ladies and gentlemen. We're into epidemic. We're into epidemic where there are people who don't know right from wrong. I said in Washington, D.C., and it wasn't printed, that our children have an anger inside. They are trying to tell us something, and we are not listening. That's what I said. was smart enough to leave that out. And then some sad people picked up on it and said, he's demonizing the youth. How can you demonize somebody who already has a demon in it?
Your children.
your child. And then show up when he's drafted number one. They're going to make $30 million. You men make a daughter. You don't go by and see her. You got daughters, sons. But the daughter, think about it, young men. All you people called young men, misrepresenting the word man. You got a young girl, you say, who's your father? I don't know. Have you ever seen him? Once or twice. Did he ever talk to you? Well, he said hello. And you wonder why at age 13. She said, I just want to have something that loves me. These children can create all kinds of different plays on things that are in them that need to come out. Young males, things happen to them, and they hurt. But because they're males, they're taught, sissy if you say I hurt. You're sissy if you say I'm sad. You're sissy if you say I don't know what to do, I just want to cry, I want somebody to please help. And so they keep it inside. But you can't hold that kind of ugliness inside. And so you go to the corner. And there are others standing around. And none of them say, I hurt. They say, let's go beat up somebody. Let's go kill somebody. Without a plan. No plan. Just let's go do it. These things need to be addressed. The school system needs to change. There are teachers crying out at night when they go home because they can see 2, 3, 4 little children who really needed a hug. And the system said, you can't touch the child. I'm trying. Because our people happen to be very, very beautiful, strong people. And babies have been coming and coming and coming. And we've let it. Allowed it. We have allowed it. While we were doing, I have no idea. It's time to call in the chips. 75% of these people dropped out of school. 62% of them incarcerated. You've got to recognize an epidemic sooner or later. Got to recognize the behavior towards the African American female who rolled just as hard, ran just as fast, and had children, and put up with rape on both sides. Number one killer of our women, AIDS. Number one killer of our women, AIDS. Two ways. Dirty needles. The man. Think about it. You know you have AIDS, but you're still going to give it to her. Why? Because you love her? Is that what you're saying? I love you, baby. Here's a bullet that you cannot send back. I want you women to be stronger than that. I want you women to be stronger than that. I want you women to demand a health report. Your vibrator's not that far off. If he's that cute, take an 8 by 10 glossy picture. But until you get a blood test, all gains are off. I don't need another African-American female to die. Because of AIDS, we're too smart for that. We've got too much information for this. And you've got no business accepting it with what you know. Nobody's asking you to go over to the other side and become a lesbian or whatever. Nobody asking you to do that. It's telling you to have sex because man, if he loves you, and he wants you, then he goes into court. If he's selling work tickets, no tax. Talk to your vibrator. And it's the gentlemanly thing to do. But who do you think you are? Bragging and walking around, you got 3-4 people whose lives you have started and you're ruined. Is that what you're proud of, young man? Think about it. Think about it. Too many things, ladies and gentlemen. Too many things that we already know and we're not saying. But we're going to rejoice. We've got to talk to our friends. Got to get together. Because each step we take, known fact, each step we take forward, the more we feel stronger about ourselves. Oh, yes. Staple singers. If you don't respect yourself, nobody's going to give a good kahoot. It's not in the White Dictionary. They don't have a kahoot in the White Dictionary. But everybody seems to understand. One of my favorite sayings came from a prize fight manager talking to his fighter. And the fighter had done well for 7 rounds fighting against Trinidad. And all of a sudden, the fighter changed the way he was fighting. And Trinidad caught him. Boop! And the man's legs turned to jelly. And he ran around the ring trying not to get knocked out. They rang the bell, he wouldn't sit down. The manager said to him, "Look, David, don't do that. You were doing fine the way you were doing it." So he said, bing, they rang the bell, but David's ego and David's choice said, "Stand there and slug with him." And Trinidad said, "Whoop," and then the same thing happened. His leg turned to jelly and running for the rest of the round, trying to survive. And then when he sat down, the bell rang. David's manager looked at him, and I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it just came to me when that man said to him, "David," and this is applicable to what is happening here, not here tonight, but happening in Milwaukee. He said, "David, what he's doing to you, it's what you're not doing." Do you understand me? It's what you're not doing. You're not talking to these children. You're not telling these children. You're not laying the law down. You're not. And you won't. And I will stop cursing at you. That's not parenting. By the arm and calling me names, and you don't understand what you, but after a while, cursing and profanity becomes something as simple as pass the salt. There's anger in these children, and we're not listening to them. We're letting other people take care of our children. We're letting the television set run our children. We're letting CDs run our children. We don't even know when we're right or wrong. We play some CDs, some other people are raging and cursing and doing. You don't even hear it. Well, children sitting in the back seat and absorbing something they should not be hearing. Used to be for adults only. You went someplace and played it for yourself. Same way you close your door and you don't let them see you having sex. Or is that next? And so, ladies and gentlemen, while we're here this evening, we have to celebrate the fact that we all got together, that we all agree that a transformation must take place. It has to. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's not up to Jesse Jackson to come back here. It's not up to Martin. They've done their job. And they've told told you over and over, and they've prayed, and they've given you sayings. How can you just allow yourself to slip and slide and continue to say, well, the Lord will find a way? Well, I'm going to tell you something. I talked to Jesus the other day. And Jesus said, he's tired of you. Jesus said, he's given up on you. Jesus said, there's a book out called the Bible, and you read it, and you don't understand. Jesus said, that book has the future in it, and you can't even see. Jesus said, there's 10 commandments in it that make a lot of sense, and you've thrown all of them out.
Everything.
You can be that's going to put you ahead of the rest of the world. Are there any niggas here? I just want to know, are there any niggas here? Even if I use it as a term of endearment, because I don't think I want to meet you. I don't want to meet you at all. Not when I know that people have ropes around their necks. Broken. Not when I know that if you take the DNA of the Mississippi River, you'll find our blood. Kerosene poured over the bodies. Hanged. And then set a fire with the word nigger. Was that a term of endearment? Well, who are these people putting it on record? And then we get up and dance to it. I think some of y'all think you've come too far. You can't dance to that any more than you can dance to a bitch in a hole. Maybe I'm wrong. How many bitches in here? Well, then how many hoes in here? I'm sorry, how many of your mothers a hoe? How many of your mothers a bitch? Then why are you getting up and dancing to it?
Misunderstood. And ladies and gentlemen, this is why we need more
and more psychologists out there, because we have a sickness in our children and nobody is pulling it out. The teacher can't touch the child. They walk like little zombies, these little elementary school children. I now take you to the junior high school. The junior high school, these children who were so active, so jumping around, are now starting to slouch, look like they want to go to sleep, not paying attention. They're not there. When they get to high school, it's over. It's over. Nobody wants to pay attention. Well, not nobody, but this 27% is going to graduate. The others are now left. No education. Angry and on the corner to learn from other angry people who are going to see a person and decide, let's have some fun and beat them up. Let's go rob somebody, shoot them in the face. Ladies and gentlemen, so much that has to be done. I talked to the chief of police. I talked to school teachers. And by the way, these people call school teachers. You really got to go to these meetings. You've got to go to these meetings. And one thing before I forget, when you all are going to go vote, child with you. That's probably the proudest moment. And explain to your child, you know why I'm voting? The child said, no. Is it because this is the one time in my lower economic life that nobody is going to speak for me? Milwaukee, you are a city that has been put on notice. I didn't do it. You notified yourself. I don't see how this can do anything except get better with this. I'm not going to name any names. But because she, if you can't follow her, then you can't follow anybody. She didn't say like, oh, Mr. Carter, come on in here. Right away, I knew that somewhere back in life, I was one of her students somewhere. And I believe she hit me. Don't you ever let anybody tell you Bill Cosby has harsh words until you hear in full what I said. Thank you. I saw an outfit of Gibson. Whip everybody. I've seen our geniuses. I've seen Ralph Bunch. I've seen our geniuses. I've seen our geniuses that were not known in the white media as geniuses. I have been helped by Oscar Glover, that nobody knows because Oscar Glover lived in apartment B and had no money, just like my mother and father, but he got the Boy Scout troop into the project, and we went off the trolley car to the park, and we didn't have uniforms, but the people said, it's all right. Oscar Glover cared for us. Oscar Glover took 177 of us to the circus. I've never been any place in my life. Oscar Glover, I've seen him. You all need to get out more often. You all need to take your children someplace and you need to talk to them. You need to take them downtown and point to a building and say, yes, you belong in that building. Just don't show them the building. Just say, you can own that building one day. And say, tell me what you see. I don't see anything, Grandma. Exactly. But you know what? With an education, you can see things. You can see a building. You can see a pharmacy. You can see a parking lot. You can see with an education. No education can't see. Ray Charles can see. Ray Charles can walk through his studio and set the thing up so that you can come and record. They had no vision, that is, sight. But his vision is better than a whole lot of people who can see. You gotta understand that above all odds, it's still with you. And then they started to say, the chief of police wants you to know his job is to arrest people. That's what his job is. His job is not to go out there and say, well, this looks like a boy that really wasn't hanging with these people. That's not his job. Your job is to keep that boy from hanging with those people.
I can't come here every Wednesday.
There's a fly here that really says, my arms get tired. Oh, boy. But I'd love to read about Milwaukee. Not to read that there's 142 murders. Not to have Miss Rose call over on the radio program and tell me that I gotta dock the whole city. And to, no, Miss Rose, please. And tell the young boy that draws the cartoons for Boondocks, black people are not driven me crazy. No, he's off. And tell the boy from Boondocks that Bill Cosby is old, but he knows what he's talking about. And keep an eye on you. Keep an eye on them because, they just want, Bill Cosby had the first trip. They will take every breathing piece and passage said here this evening, and they don't know a damn thing about these guys. people to challenge him. Some people go to school with him. I want some mothers who go to school, who have children going to school, and say, you know what? Let me tell you something. I want you to push him. You understand? Not by saying he's acting white. I want you to study your algebra. I don't want you not to say, how come you can't do it? I want you to know your algebra, and I want you to push him out of the number one position if you can. I want you to push him and join him, not hate him. Don't let him be by himself. Just number one, number two, number three, and well, okay, how's yours do? Well, Lord, let's do it. You know, this young man needs to be heard. And you know the people who say things like this have no argument. What in the world is acting white? Yes. What is acting white? Because if they say to him, what you're acting white, say, okay, then he should succumb to them. I'm sorry for acting white. Now, what is acting black? in what direction am I supposed to go with that? And then if the answer is you should be higher than you already are, then all right. But that's not it. These people are foolishness, and they're knuckleheads for saying it to him. Knuckleheads. This young man needs to be embraced. Needs to be given the free car.
Free car.
I don't have the money for you. I said you need it. Besides, you're going to hurt yourself. But I want you to know, young man, I'm very, very proud of you, and I want you to also tell your other students who are right there with you how proud we all are. And by the way, there are some stories, sad stories, of at least three murders. See, they still need to be doing some stuff. That's the beauty of it. They still need to. He could be number one all day, but he's still slow. California, Springfield, Massachusetts. I don't know, but there's like three stories, three different, of a boy shot, murdered, because some people were jealous that he's going away to college. Have you heard any of this? Huh? Some people have. I'm telling you, it exists. We've gone to an area up here where people standing crouch said to me, Bill, there are some people who are criminals and they don't know they're criminals. How can you shoot a boy to death at a party because it's a party for him, he's going away to college? And because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you're going to erase that by shooting him to death. And you don't have a plan after that. So that's two of you gone. Two of you. You didn't shoot yourself. You didn't say, well, I'm not going, boom, you know. No, you said, he's... All I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, it's very easy for you to build, you parents, to build on that which seems to be the strength. And that is love. These young men spoke about it. Love. You can't beat that. You can't curse love into a child. You can't. There's no love there. I was a boy once. And that's where the family came, the story came from. But see, people wanted to misunderstand. What do you mean, bow cake? Yeah, bow cake. What is the value of a Coca-Cola to human life? I steal the Coca-Cola, I run out, boom, dead. What was the value? Coca-Cola is equal to a young boy's life. I want a piece of pound cake. I don't have the money for it. I pick it up. I go to jail. Maybe. But proper parenting can lay in something in here to the point where I can think only of myself and that pound cake. And when I get ready to take it, the spirit of the teaching of my parents, the love of my mother that I have for her, and my father says to me, if you get caught, she's going to cry. Listen to me carefully. I didn't say she was going to whip me till I can't sit out. He didn't say he's going to knock me out. I said she's going to cry. And therein lies the difference, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we're not putting into this child. That love, that's where that hug is missing. That they all concur, every one of us. That hug. And the behavior that you put in your house is going to resonate in that child's behavior. Make sure you know that your child can tell you who said what to him or her. You got somebody telling your son is good and your child is at age 8 to have sex. Well, it's time to have a talk. And it's time to talk to that boy's parents. And you can do it through the school system. I want to thank you all very, very much. I think we're going to have some questions and answers. Thank you, Milwaukee, for having me. Thank you very, very much.
We're going to do a very quick assessment as the people who ask questions, stay at the mic. You had the lesson planned.